This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Bavencio, active ingredient, Avelumab, RCH. This leaflet provides important information about using Bavencio. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Bavencio. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Bavencio? Bavencio contains the active ingredient, Avelumab. Bavencio is a monoclonal antibody, which is a protein designed to recognize and attach to a specific target in the body to help the immune system attack and destroy cancer cells. Bavencio is used to treat a rare type of skin cancer called metastatic Merkel cell carcinoma, MMCC, where the disease has spread, a type of cancer in the bladder or urinary tract called urothelial carcinoma, when the disease is advanced or metastatic but has not progressed with platinum-based chemotherapy, or a type of kidney cancer called renal cell carcinoma, RCC, when it is advanced. In combination with another medicine, axitinib. It is important that you also read the consumer medicine information for axitinib. If you have any questions about axitinib, ask your doctor. What should I know before I use Bavencio? Warnings. Do not use Bavencio if you are allergic to Avelumab or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, including an autoimmune disease, a condition where the body attacks its own cells like Crohn's, Guillain-Barre or ulcerative colitis, or lupus. If you already have an autoimmune disease, your risk of immune-mediated side effects may be higher, as Bavencio may cause inflammation in parts of your body. You may also experience frequent flares of your autoimmune disease, which in the majority of cases are mild, human immunodeficiency virus, HIV infection, or acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS, hepatitis B, or hepatitis C, have had an organ transplant. Take any medicines for any other condition, including medicines that suppress your immune system. Once you are treated with Bavencio, your doctor may give you corticosteroids to reduce any possible side effects that you may have during your treatment. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Talk to your doctor or nurse before receiving Bavencio, as it may cause problems due to inflammation of your lungs, pneumonitis, problems with your liver, hepatitis, or liver toxicity when used in combination with axitinib, problems with your intestines, colitis, or diarrhea, problems with your stomach, gastritis, problems with your hormone-producing glands, including the thyroid, pituitary, and adrenal glands, problems with your pancreas, pancreatitis, type 1 diabetes, including a serious, sometimes life-threatening problem due to increased acid in the blood produced from diabetes, diabetic ketoacidosis, problems with your kidneys, problems with your muscles, myositis, myasthenia gravis / myasthenic syndrome, polymyalgia rheumatica, problems with your bile ducts, sclerosing cholangitis, problems with your joints, arthritis, problems with your glands that make moisture for the body such as tears and saliva, Society of Jesus Agron's syndrome, problems with your heart, myocarditis, or major adverse cardiovascular events such as trouble breathing, chest discomfort, or swelling of lower legs or hands when used in combination with axitinib, problems with your eyes, uveitis, an immune system disorder that can cause nerve inflammation, Guillain-Barre syndrome, low number of neutrophils, neutropenia, infusion-related reactions, problems due to inflammation of your lungs, skin, eyes and all lymph nodes, sarcoidosis. You may experience more than one side effect at the same time, such as inflammation of your muscles, myositis, inflammation of the heart, myocarditis, and an illness that can cause muscle weakness, myasthenia gravis. In addition, autoimmune hemolytic anemia, headaches, short of breath, looking pale, and yellowing of the skin and or eyes, and systemic inflammatory response syndrome, redness and swelling in the affected parts of your body, pain, loss of function of parts of your body, fatigue, fast heart rate, abnormal breathing, fever, or low body temperature, shaking, or chills, warm, or clammy/sweaty skin, rash, confusion, agitation, or other mental changes. Loss of consciousness have been reported with Bavencio, or other products in this class, immune checkpoint inhibitors. Should any of the above occur, your doctor may give you other medicines to prevent complications and reduce your symptoms, withhold the next dose of Bavencio, or stop your treatment with Bavencio altogether. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Bavencio must not be used during pregnancy as it may cause harm to your unborn baby. Make sure you maintain adequate contraception during treatment and for at least 1 month after your last dose. Talk to your doctor if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. It is unknown if Bavencio is passed into your breast milk. A risk to the breastfed infant cannot be excluded. You should not breastfeed during treatment and for at least 1 month after your last dose. Use in children. The effect of Bavencio in children under the age of 12 years with MMCC has not been established. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Bavencio and affect how it works. These include medicines that affect your immune system, such as steroids. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Bavencio. How do I use Bavencio? Prior to the first 4 infusions of Bavencio, you will be given paracetamol and an antihistamine. For subsequent infusions, these medicines will only be given if your doctor believes this is necessary. These premedications are given to help minimize potential reactions to the Bavencio infusion. How much to use? A doctor experienced in the use of medicines for cancer will supervise your treatment with Bavencio. Depending on your cancer, the recommended dose is either 10 mg per kilogram of your body weight or 800 mg of Bavencio. Bavencio has to be diluted with 0.9% or 0.45% saline solution before use. Your doctor will calculate the correct dose and dilution for you. When to use Bavencio? You will receive Bavencio as an infusion, a fluid drip into a vein, intravenously over a period of 60 minutes, once every 2 weeks. Your doctor will decide how long you will receive Bavencio, based on your response to the medicine and the type of cancer you have. If you use too much Bavencio, as Bavencio is given to you under the supervision of your doctor, it is very unlikely that you will receive too much. However, if you think that you have used too much Bavencio, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Bavencio? Things you should do. Keep all appointments with your doctor so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do blood tests or other laboratory tests from time to time to prevent unwanted side effects during your treatment with Bavencio. If you miss an appointment, talk to your doctor or nurse and arrange another visit as soon as possible. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while you're being treated with Bavencio. Remind any doctor, nurse, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Bavencio. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Bavencio affects you. Treatment-related symptoms can affect your concentration and ability to react. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. Bavencio can cause serious side effects. Be aware of important symptoms of inflammation. Bavencio acts on your immune system and may cause inflammation in parts of your body. Inflammation may cause serious damage to your body and some inflammatory conditions may be life-threatening and can lead to death. You may need treatment or withdrawal of Bavencio. These side effects may happen anytime during treatment or even after your treatment has ended. See the information below and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Feeling tight or weak. Muscle or back pain. Stomach area pain. Joint pain. Loose stools. Vomiting. Nausea. Constipation. Swelling in the arms, feet, or legs. Feeling less hungry. Weight loss. Cough. Rash. Itching. Redness of the skin. Fever. Chills. Shortness of breath. Dizziness. Headache. High blood pressure. Low blood pressure. Flushing. Difficulty in speaking or breathing. Hoarseness. Urinary tract infection, UTI, such as burning sensation when urinating, strong or frequent, or urge to urinate. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Signs of problems with your liver. Yellowing of the whites of the eyes or skin. Jaundice, severe nausea or vomiting. Pain on the right side of your stomach area, abdomen, drowsiness, dark urine, tea-colored, bleeding, or bruising more easily than normal, feeling less hungry than usual, tiredness, or abnormal liver function tests. Signs of problems with your thyroid, adrenal, or pituitary glands, hormone-producing glands. Extreme tiredness, rapid heartbeat, increased sweating, weight changes, changes in mood, or behavior, such as irritability, or forgetfulness. Feeling cold, very low blood pressure, fainting, dizziness, fatigue, nausea, headache. Signs of problems with your intestines. Diarrhea, loose stools, more bowel movements than usual, blood in your stools, or dark, tarry, sticky stools, severe stomach area, abdomen pain, or tenderness. Signs of problems with your stomach. Stomach, abdomen pain, or tenderness, nausea, vomiting. Signs of problems with your lungs. Breathing difficulties, coughing. Signs of problems with your endocrine pancreas gland, type 1 diabetes, including a serious, sometimes life-threatening problem due to increased acid in the blood produced from diabetes, diabetic ketoacidosis. Feeling more hungry or thirsty than usual, needing to urinate more often, weight loss, and feeling tired, having difficulty thinking clearly, breath that smells sweet or fruity, feeling sick or being sick, stomach pain. Deep or fast breathing. Signs of problems with your kidneys. Abnormal kidney function tests, needing to urinate less than usual, blood in your urine, or swelling in your ankles. Signs of problems with your heart. Trouble breathing, dizziness or fainting, fever, chest pain, chest tightness, swelling in lower legs or hands, or flu-like symptoms. Signs of problems with your muscles. Muscle pain, stiffness or weakness. Signs of problems with your pancreas. Abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. Signs of problems with your eyes. Eye pain, eye redness, sensitivity to light, blurred or cloudy vision, small shapes moving across your field of vision, floaters, loss of peripheral vision, the ability to see objects at the side of your field of vision. Signs of problems with your bile ducts. Pain in the upper right part of the stomach. Swelling of the liver or spleen. Fatigue. Itching. Yellowing of the skin or the whites of the eyes. Signs of problems with your joints. Joint pain, stiffness or swelling. Signs of problems with your glands that make moisture for the body. Dry eyes. Dry mouth. Guillain-Barré syndrome, an immune system disorder that can cause nerve inflammation. Pain, numbness, muscle weakness, difficulty walking. Changes in laboratory test results. Low number of neutrophils, a type of white blood cell that helps fight infections. Signs of problems in other organs. Swollen lymph nodes, rash, or tender lumps on skin, cough, or eye pain, sarcoidosis. Signs of an allergic reaction, anaphylactic reaction and or hypersensitivity. Shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Infusion related. Fever. Back and or abdominal pain. Chills or shaking. Shortness of breath or wheezing. Bumpy rash or skin wheals, hives, flushing. Low blood pressure, dizziness, fatigue, nausea. Sometimes these symptoms may occur up to several hours later. To recognize early signs of these side effects, you will be monitored closely while you are receiving each infusion. Your doctor may consider reducing the infusion rate, stop the infusion temporarily or permanently to manage these symptoms. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Please note that these signs and symptoms are sometimes delayed, and may develop weeks or months after your last dose. Immune checkpoint inhibitor class effects. There have been cases of the following side effects reported during treatment with other products in this class which might also occur during treatment with Bavencio. Lack or reduction of digestive enzymes made by the pancreas, pancreatic exocrine insufficiency, celiac disease, characterized by symptoms such as stomach pain, diarrhea, and bloating after consuming gluten-containing foods, aplastic anemia, when the bone marrow fails to produce enough new blood cells. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Bavencio contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Avelumab, RCH. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Mannitol, glacial acetic acid, polysorbate 20, sodium hydroxide, water for injections. Potential allergens. N/A. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Bavencio looks like. Bavencio is a clear, colorless, to slightly yellow solution. It is supplied in 10 milliliters colorless glass vials with a rubber stopper and aluminium seal. Each pack contains one vial, OSTAR 2827 29. Who distributes Bavencio? Merck Healthcare Pty Ltd. Suite 1, Level 1. Building B. 11 Talavera Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. Medical information. 1-800-633-463. This leaflet was prepared in October 2025. Registered trademark of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.